It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a very good morning to you. The fast pace at which US President Barack Obama is moving holds real lessons for South Africa, you say.
Incredible lessons for South Africa. The pace at which Barack Obama has moved, even before he set foot in the White House, gives us a spirit of urgency which we could impart to our own politicians and our own activities here. But when you reckon it by December 22, we are still president-elect. He had already virtually assembled his whole top team. In fact, the Wall Street Journal says in the first 7 weeks he had already made 69 top appointments and was beginning to make the lower appointment. That is 2.5 times faster than George H.W. Bush, the father of his predecessor, and nearly 3 times faster than Nixon. So we can see that this man has a spirit of urgency, but he's also got clear vision. And if you look at his new energy policy and his attitude to renewables, it's going to inject new life into the energy scene in the world. And he's made it clear that the U.S. economy and national security of the U.S. is inextricably linked to energy, and he's saying we don't want the old energy, we want the new energy. And just listen to his outline of his vision. These are the words of Barack Obama: to finally spark the creation of clean energy and a clean energy economy. We will double the production of alternative energy in the next few years. We will modernize more than 75% of federal buildings and improve energy efficiency of 2 million American homes, saving consumers and taxpayers billions on our energy bills. But even more important now, the jobs that these can create. In the process, we'll put Americans to work in new jobs that will pay well and can't be outsourced. Jobs building solar panels, jobs building wind turbines, and constructing fuel-efficient cars, and making fuel-efficient buildings, and developing new energy technologies that will lead to even more jobs and more savings and a cleaner, safer planet in the bargain. Now, he's going to spend $150 billion on renewable energies. He will spend at a rate of $15 billion a year on renewable energies. That will create 5 million new jobs, and they will be green jobs to boot.
Martin, Europe, you say, also plowing R500 million into new solar power plant in South Africa. Tell us more about
that. And we could be well ahead on the solar power. We know that this investment by the European Investment Bank is into a company in Paul. It is the thin film solar technology company that's setting up a plant there that'll have a capacity to build solar panels that'll be able to generate 30 megawatts a year. And that is just the start. But this is part of a South African initiative. It is part of the University of Johannesburg. They created over 13 years now this thin film solar technology, which takes you down the cost curve. So the South Africans here, we've got not only the sunlight, which we can turn into electricity, but we've got the brain power that is actually making it cheaper. And we need to also show a spirit of urgency, because this issue has been going on for a long time. We only see now it's starting to focus the mind, and the European Investment Bank lending this company, Thin Film Solar Technology of Paarl, nearly R500 million to set up its factory. The factory already going up, another one using that South African technology already built in Berlin, and more to be built around the world, where South African technology developed right here in Johannesburg, making sure that you don't use the expensive metals, but you move over to things like indium and gallium and selenium in the metal use, to make sure that you pay less for your solar power back.
And on the same note, I suppose, the Danish government hosting a major wind energy conference in South Africa.
Yeah, and you know, the Danes, they've been quite patient. Their wind energy ambitions began in the 70s and they started developing them further in the 80s. And now we see, you know, the Danish experience in wind energy is becoming like a Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale. Because, you know, not only is it giving them clean energy, this wind power, and their renewables generate about 27% of Danish power at the moment, but it's also providing jobs, creating jobs, and it's also earning them foreign exchange. So we can see that this whole era of new energy is now getting this focal point through the inauguration speech of Barack Obama. And we see in Pretoria today, in a few hours' time, a conference will begin here where the Danish government is hosting this wind energy seminar. Our own South African Minister of Minerals and Energy, Buyelwa Suduka, will be involved there, and they will be discussing how we can introduce more renewable energy into our economy. They will be focusing particularly on this wind energy. They'll be bringing out the big guns of their own industrial activity, Vestas and Dong and Suzlon Wind Energy. And we could see Suzlon Wind Energy with their adverts going up in between the inaugural speech by Barack Obama. So very much on the ball and coming right here to South Africa now, today as we speak, a conference that will give us a far better idea of where we can go with regard to wind energy. We've got Darling in the Cape, the first commercial activity with that, and the Danes even helped to sponsor that. There's going to be another one at St. Helena, and of course Eskom has been delaying and going ahead with their own project in the Cape for some time.
That's Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. So if you want to find out about heavy industry, he's the man to speak to. Martin Creamer, he's back again at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.